Ag News, market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Well, the Environmental Protection Agency has sent renewable fuel standard volume obligations to the White House Office of Management and Budget. The White House is expected to complete its review of the proposed rule within the next 90 days for 2018 RVOs and the biomass-based diesel volume for 2019. The deadline for the final rule is November 30th. Last year, the EPA proposal called for 14.8 billion gallons of corn ethanol. That's just shy of the 15 billion gallon target set by Congress. The total RVO was finalized at 19.28 billion gallons. That included 4.28 billion gallons of advanced biofuel and 311 million gallons of cellulosic biofuel. That means the implied RVO for conventional biofuels, including corn ethanol, was set at 15 billion gallons. Ag News, market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and purchase 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $23.99 and get a $5 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, earn 50 O'Rewards points on this offer. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Right now at the Home Depot, save 20% with bulk pricing on Owens Corning Oak Ridge shingles and 30% with bulk pricing on insulation. That'll bring that roofing project down within reach. And that insulation project, you'll be covered. If you're ready to start, now you know where. Get bulk pricing on shingles and insulation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details and minimum purchase quantities. Selection varies by store.
Market information, Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Ranking Senate Agriculture Committee Democrat Debbie Stabenow praised the addition of a trade undersecretary at the Department of Agriculture, but is concerned with the proposed rural development changes. The reorganization proposal for USDA would eliminate the undersecretary for rural development. Stabenow says the role is, quote, an important voice for rural America, adding the proposal would bypass Congress's role to confirm a qualified nominee. USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue says the move would simply have the person in charge of rural development closer to his office. The National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition says the move is trading away rural domestic priorities in favor of boosting international trade, and it sends a clear signal the president does not understand the critical nature of rural development to the American economy. The USDA is encouraging the public to provide input on the proposed plan. Ag News, market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Mike's OK Tire in Marysville is proud to announce the service truck is back on the road. Mike's hired an additional tire service specialist and can now assist with your on-farm tire needs, as well as prompt service for cars and trucks featuring Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Also now featuring complimentary pickup and drop-off here in Marysville. Next time you need tires, tire repair, front-end alignment, or service, call Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Advocates for low-income Nebraska residents hope a new law will help keep poor people who committed minor offenses from wasting time in jail. A law passed this month will require judges to consider a person's financial status before assigning fines or setting bail. Police say a 48-year-old woman died after being hit by a U-Haul truck that rolled out of her own driveway. KETV reports Camille Jackson of Omaha died Saturday after being struck by a truck her family was using in West Omaha. Omaha police say the truck was parked in a driveway near 152nd Street and Pepperwood Drive before the incident happened. And conservation officers, state troopers, and sheriff's deputies will be out this summer in Nebraska's recreational areas in an effort to crack down on alcohol-related accidents. The Nebraska Games and Parks Commission says officers will be out in state parks and managed areas in Lancaster County from June through August.
There's always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8255. 8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
This is Jen Horn reporting local news. A Beatrice man was killed in a lawnmower accident. 55-year-old Max Maines of Beatrice was found late Wednesday morning. Family members reported Maines had been mowing Tuesday night and did not return home. The large mower Maines had been operating had gone over an embankment and was upside down in the water of a creek. Deputies and rescue crews at the scene found Maines' body under the mower. An autopsy has been ordered. Washington County Commissioners agreed to close the transfer station Saturday, May 27th. Washington City offices will be closed for Memorial Day, Monday, May 29th. The next Washington County Commissioners meeting will be Tuesday, May 30th. Marshall County Commissioners approved removing the following people from the Neighborhood Revitalization Program due to the first or second half of their taxes not being paid, effective May 23rd. Alex and Teresa Cook, Axtell; Tamara Antoine Marysville; Roy and Patricia Busing, Axtell; Brian and Janet Dressman, Frankfort; Dane and Samantha Parker, Waterville. The next scheduled meeting will be Tuesday, May 30th. The courthouse will be closed Monday, May 29th due to Memorial Day.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's a new taste for your enjoyment at the Wagon Wheel this month, the Whiskey River Sandwich. Start with grilled Texas toast and add pulled pork, beer cheese sauce, coleslaw, onion tanglers, and their signature Whiskey River sauce for a sweet and tangy, crispy and creamy sandwich sensation. Get to the Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville for your very own Whiskey River Sandwich today.
This Memorial Day, Table Rock Appliances Heating, Cooling, Electrical, and Refrigeration honors and remembers those in uniform who made the ultimate sacrifice. Table Rock Appliances Heating, Cooling, Electrical, and Refrigeration, Goodman and Amana Sales and Service, Commercial Refrigeration, and Electric.
Here's your KNDY Weatherite forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Across the central parts of the Midwest, overall, it looks like we're going to see pretty quiet weather. We have a cold front that's going to sweep through, but then a high-pressure system that will build across the area, bringing us sunny skies as we head throughout the rest of the day and continuing into tonight. It does look like with this passing of the cold front, we could see just a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow, and temperatures will be in the upper 70s into the lower to mid-80s as we head through the week. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Memorial Day, sunny skies, upper 70s, winds will be from the northwest at 5 and 10. Tonight clear, low of 51, winds will be from the northwest at 5 and 10. For Tuesday, slight chance of storms in the afternoon, otherwise sunny skies with a high near 79. For Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low near 52. As we get into Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 80. Wednesday night, chance of storms, we'll see temperatures at 63 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Every producer worth his salt knows you're paid to produce. Same in our business. As ag banking experts, we know how to help your operation be successful, how to grow your business, how to produce results. So when you need an ag banking specialist for any reason, talk to us. Like you, we're paid to produce. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
In for Stephanie Austin, I'm Andy Hoosier. Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Marathon in Minnesota ended with a Tampa twofer. Hi, everyone. Dave Packer reporting on sports. A throwback game from first baseman Joe Mauer saw the Twins up 5-3 in the ninth inning Sunday, but the Rays rallied to tie in the ninth, and in the 15th, Rays third baseman Evan Longoria struck a decisive blow.
0-1 to Evan. He swings and drives one to left field and deep. Rosario going back to the wall. It is gone! Evan Longoria with a leadoff home run here in the 15th, and the Rays take a 7-6 lead.
Andy Freed on WDAE. The Rays won 8-6 and 15. The game lasted more than 6 hours. And on Sunday Night Baseball, the Mets bats broke out big time.
2-2 from Glasnow, swinging its launch down the right field line. That's a fair ball and hits the corner hard. Both runs are coming in. Another double for Jay Bruce.
Wayne Randazzo on WOR. The Mets beat the Pirates 7-2. Elsewhere, two-time MVP Mike Trout suffered a hand injury on Sunday. X-rays were negative, but he's set to receive an MRI on Monday. Trout has never been placed on the disabled list in his seven-year big league career. And at Roland Garros, women's top seed Angelique Kerber was ousted in the first round of the French Open Sunday. She said the surface was too tough for her.
On clay, I'm really not feeling so good, especially on my movement, because I cannot slow so good. I don't know, normally I can move very well, but on clay it's always a little bit different.
To NASCAR's Monster Energy Cup Series for the Coca-Cola 600.
Austin Dillon will gain his first career victory. He'll take the three car back to victory lane as he wins the Coca-Cola 600.
The call on the Performance Racing Network. That's Austin Dillon's first career win. Takuma Sato won the 101st Indianapolis 500 Sunday, becoming the first Asian-born driver to win the greatest spectacle in racing. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
The Hill Home Furnishings retirement sale continues. Jim has great deals on new furniture for you. Lazy Boy recliners from $289.99. Sofas from $659.99. China hutches, desks, dining sets, even a complete bedroom set for $1599.99. Stop in today to see what Hill Home Furnishings in Beatrice has for you. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5:30, Thursday, 9 to 8, and Saturday, 9 to 5.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
News that affects profitability and decisions made on your farm or ranch happens around the clock and around the world. You don't have to wait until an appointed news time to get the big story. AgView.net is a site committed to bringing you the news important to you. Compared with other sites that give you every story they can find and leave you to sort it out, AgView.net has people with real-world agriculture experience that separates the wheat from the chaff to give you the stories and interviews that matter most to you. AgView.net.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Seed industry leaders expecting corn replant rates this year to reach historic levels. Ryan Parkin of Bex Hybrids said this will be a historic replant year, particularly for corn. Many seed companies say this year ranks first or second in company history for replant demand. Spring rains were far too abundant, leaving fields across the Midwest flooded out and chilled, and plants struggled to emerge. The areas with the most replant demand so far: Arkansas, Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, Missouri, and parts of the Great Lakes states, as well as Iowa and Kentucky. Now, that is according to multiple seed companies. Some farmers even calling seed dealers for their second replant of the year after flooded fields in part of Illinois and Indiana were hit by another ill-timed mid-May storm. A farmer from Nebraska says the North American Free Trade Agreement is a success story for U.S. agriculture and warns of the risks involved in renegotiation. In a letter published in the New York Times, Alan Tiemann writes that NAFTA has tremendously benefited U.S. agriculture. Tiemann, past U.S. Grains Council chairman, recalled a delegation of Mexican buyers recently visiting Nebraska and Washington, D.C. And he said throughout the visit, the message was clear. The Mexican market has demand for quality ag products and wants to continue buying from the U.S., but they will look elsewhere should free trade no longer be an option. Mexico recently inked a deal with Brazil and expected to import a record amount of corn from Brazil, according to Tiemann. He says since the inception of NAFTA, U.S. ag exports to Canada and Mexico have tripled and quintupled, respectively. Noting concerns with the renegotiation of NAFTA, Tiemann said farmers look forward to working with the administration and Congress to ensure the maintaining and building upon the established partnership with Mexico. With this Ag Business Update from AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Andrew, I saw you in Marysville. What made you stray so far from the farm?
Oh, it's time to work cattle, and a trip to Valley Vet is a chance for me to take the wife shopping without it feeling like the dreaded shopping trip. Mm. While I shop for vaccines, calf pullers, mineral, and boots, she shops for clothes.
I thought it was a vet supply store.
No, that's where she gets all her clothes. She looks like $1 million without costing me a fortune.
Maybe I'll take my wife shopping this week, because you know what they say. If she ain't happy...
Hey, while you're there, get fitted for that tuxedo for your son's wedding.
Tuxedos, too? Who knew?
Wouldn't you agree that a $10 rebate is worth the little extra effort it takes to mail it in, especially when it's on the high-quality paint that you planned on buying for your project anyway? Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville sells Valspar paint because it's a proven product made popular through many years of customer satisfaction. When you purchase their pristine or medallion paint between May 21st and June 4th, you'll get back $10 per gallon, limit $80. Find these spirited rebates at Hometown Lumber and Hardware.
Are you looking for that sweet spot where both fleet performance and fuel efficiency are maximized? Then listen to this. With the Senex Maxtron family of lubricants, you can get up to 3% better fuel economy, even under the toughest conditions. And with Maxtron's exceptional soot control and reduced deposits, you'll have less downtime. So go for that sweet spot. Ask for Maxtron Synthetic Lubricants.
Headquartered in Dorchester, Nebraska, Farmers Cooperative, investing in our owner's success.
Ag News, Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network, brought to you by Abilene Machine and the Kansas Wheat Commission. Well, a very early start for wheat harvest in the Lone Star State of Texas.
We did get a pretty early start this year. We had reports of harvest on April 3rd, so that was about 3 weeks ahead of schedule, and that came from the Gulf Coast region. Central Texas, I believe they're saying, is in full swing as of this week and last week, but harvest kind of made its way northward by about the last week of April. Not a whole lot of issues in Central Texas or our kind of northeastern Texas area. There's some vernalization issues. I think that's based on some varieties that were planted. Some Hessian fly damage, nothing consistent, though. And we're looking at some pretty normal test weights across the board, kind of varied protein content, and we're getting some pretty low yields. 20 to 30 bushels per acre is about average. Right now, they are harvesting kind of... Texas is such a big state, and there are so many different right. names for all of the areas.
Right, yeah.
What we would call rolling plains. So southeast of the Panhandle, they're harvesting there now. And kind of seeing some disappointing protein in that area. They also have been delayed because of moisture, which is great, but there has been some hail damage reported. They're not quite sure how much yet.
Darby Sullivan with Texas Wheat Ag News Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
So, you say you like bingo. Well, how does this sound? Prairie Van Casino has the friendliest bingo facility and features. You better be sitting for this. 400 seats with cell phone chargers, 200 handheld electronic bingo devices, in-house progressive jackpots, hot balls, and bonanzas, and play bingo from Planet Bingo with two large progressives, event tickets, pool tabs, lots of snacks, and bottled beer. Plus, we're connected to 15 other bingo facilities nationwide. Woo! So, how do you like bingo now? Check out new programs, pricing, and packages at prairievan.com/bingo. Minimum age to play is 18.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit CanEquip or CandiceKubotaDealers.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is agriculture. Across the Midwest, where many farm fields have standing water in them, the question for some producers is whether to replant or not. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
We have seen many photos on social media of farm fields underwater across the Midwest, fields that may have already been planted. So now the question is, to replant or not replant? It is an expensive proposition. It is a decision that is not easily made. John Zanker of J.C. Zanker Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, talks about that decision-making process.
Well, my customers over the years have always said there's a 2 to 3 days that they planted corn that they wish they didn't. And that doesn't necessarily mean they had to replant it, but it was just a case of the conditions not being ideal. And I have to think that for that corn that was planted 2 to 3 days ahead of this 8 to 10 inches of rain that we got over a fairly large portion of the Corn Belt, I would have to think that corn's got some issues. And there's a lot of water standing in northwest Indiana, a little bit less in northeast Illinois, but we'll get it replanted. We'll have the type of crop that can still yield pretty well. But again, I think it's just not off to that great start that we saw a year ago, which puts that 174.6 target in question.
Let's talk about pollination. As the look at the replanting, does the spreading out of the pollination process, is that beneficial in some way, perhaps? Maybe as we get into a dry spell in July or August?
Yes, that's certainly true, and I think we talk about that a lot. I think that the market in general is not terribly interested in trading too much water. Even in 1993 with the floods, they didn't get too excited about that until fall.
So are you saying that we have rarely wiped out a crop because of too much rain in the spring?
Exactly. And so that makes it tough to get the market's interest in that sort of thing. But I think it does set up some problems. I'm a big believer in we make at least a third of that yield with good planting. And so that's a little bit questionable this year. We're just not off to we're off to the kind of start that could certainly give us 165 to 70 bushel crop. But that 174.6 record that we put in last year, that's going to be a tough one. And I think in the end, as it usually turns out, what happens in July with the heat and the dryness is going to be the biggest yield determinant.
John Zanker of J.C. Zanker Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana. Back after this.
Blue Valley Telecommunications wants to make sure you're experiencing the best internet possible. First, take note of the wireless devices in your home. Don't forget to count smartphones, Netflix, and gaming devices that connect to the internet. Remember, the more devices you have, the higher your speed needs to be. Next, make sure your router is properly placed in your home. Sometimes Wi-Fi signals can have difficulty traveling through thick plaster walls or concrete basements. If you have more questions about bettering your internet experience, give us a call or visit our website at bluevalley.net.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
No sale Monday, Memorial Day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. They will be on their summer schedule with sales every other Monday through the summer months. Sales schedule and early consignments are posted online at Beatrice77.net.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Market information, Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Ranking Senate Agriculture Committee Democrat Debbie Stabenow praised the addition of a trade undersecretary at the Department of Agriculture, but is concerned with the proposed rural development changes. The reorganization proposal for USDA would eliminate the undersecretary for rural development. Stabenow says the role is, quote, an important voice for rural America, adding the proposal would bypass Congress's role to confirm a qualified nominee. USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue says the move would simply have the person in charge of rural development closer to his office. The National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition says the move is trading away rural domestic priorities in favor of boosting international trade, and it sends a clear signal the president does not understand the critical nature of rural development to the American economy. The USDA is encouraging the public to provide input on the proposed plan. Ag News, market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Ready for championship golf? Great, because it's time for the Prairie Van Topeka Team Championship, part of the APT Tour, June 14th through June 16th. Watch 144 of the world's best male golfers compete in this team event on the number one course you can play in Kansas, Firekeeper, at Prairie Van Casino and Resort. And on June 13th, you and a partner can play in a pro-am with the APT Tour players. Don't miss it. For details, go to firekeepergolf.com.
Market information, Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Ranking Senate Agriculture Committee Democrat Debbie Stabenow praised the